Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, the first African American to hold that title, has long supported the repeal of the provision in the state civil rights law known as 50A, but it has long languished in the legislature. Hastie, in an interview with public radio and TV, says the death of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer and its aftermath finally spurred the changes. He spoke via Skype.
When you saw worldwide, you know, not just in Minneapolis, not in New York City, not just in California, when you have people around the world literally laying down in the ground with their hands behind their backs saying, I can't breathe. I just think it raised just the awareness and hearts and consciousness of people around the world. And, you know, all the years that I've been involved in politics and even growing up as a young man, I've never seen the worldwide reaction to an incident like this one.
Other measures approved outlaw the use of chokeholds by police. Another makes a false race-based 911 report a hate crime. That stems from a recent incident in Central Park where a white woman was asked by an African-American man who was birdwatching to leash her dog. Amy Cooper called the emergency service number and said an African-American man was threatening her. Assemblyman Clyde Vanell, who represents portions of Queens, cited another recent incident where Ahmaud Arbery, an African-American man out for a run, was chased down by two white men and shot to death. The men have been charged with murder. He says he and other African-Americans simply want a level of personal safety in their daily lives that many white people take for granted.
I'd imagine if I was to live in a New York where I was able to walk to Central Park and be able to birdwatch without my skin color being used as a weapon against me. I continue to imagine I was able to go for a run in my neighborhood without the fear of someone trying to hunt me down and kill me.
Opponents include police unions and some Republican lawmakers. They say the repeal of 50A puts police in a separate category from other public workers, where even prior complaints against them that are not proven to be true can now be released to the public. Assemblyman Michael Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Long Island, says it just gives red meat to the mob.
The problem I have with this bill is that allowing unsubstantiated claims to be made available is not only unfair, but plays into the hands of those forces of anarchy that want to not just defund and disband, but want to destroy the police departments of this country.
Senate GOP Minority Leader John Flanagan, in a statement, called the repeal un-American. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has agreed to sign the bills into law, says he also wants to reimagine police forces around the state so they can get along better with black and brown communities. He says he knows the police unions are angry, but he says he can tolerate opponents yelling at him.
And by the way, I've been yelled at by the best of them for a long time. The yelling doesn't bother me anymore.
Lawmakers on Wednesday are expected to approve another measure. It would set up a permanent unit in the state attorney general's office to investigate allegations of police misconduct. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.